BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Loads on the show today, including one of our listeners taking our dating advice from the show a couple of weeks ago and then applying it on Tinder. I don't know why you would do that. Also, Charlie Sloth is on Real or No Real, Fat Tuesday. Yeah. And Gemma Kearney plays innuendo bingo. Watch the video on YouTube. She's wearing a yellow tie and a purple beanie, but she rocks it. All on this podcast, starting now.
BBC Radio 1.
You know it's going to be a good day when the first email you get when you get to work is details of the Christopher Maloney Tour 2015. How good is that? It's very kind of them to include me on that email.
He's brilliant on Twitter.
I don't know whether I follow him, do I?
Well, I only started following because I noticed he started following me. But he's one of those that likes to do the old HQ tweets as well and sort of good night to all the fans before
he's
go
got
to
an,
sleep.
He's got an HQ, Christopher Maloney, because you have to reach a certain level to get HQ.
Yeah, he's. I just remember seeing a couple of his tweets, which are particularly good. I think it's like he constantly reminds people where they can send fan mail to.
Sure.
And stuff like that, just to, you know.
I would do the same.
Lots of questions.
Christopher Maloney, of course, X Factor finalist from a couple of years ago. You know the one? I had that nan. And he's actually still my desktop.
He is, yeah. Only because you don't know how to change it.
I do know how to change it, but I quite like it now. It's just a picture of Maloney. Well, he's not got any clothes on, got to be honest. And he's sat on a quite cheap plastic chair that you might have had at a school assembly. It's just quite arty, I think. I don't know whether that's the album artwork, but I quite like it. It really shocks guests when they come in. 5 seconds of summer, like, oh my God, who's the naked guy on your desktop? I was like, it's just
I always say it's his lover.
Christopher Maloney. I hope he does tour soon. We should go. Hey, are you going to Big Mo's DJ set? It's tomorrow night.
Right, I'm seriously tempted. Because a couple of my mates went to the uni round there, so we're thinking of doing a bit of a night out. But then I can report back. I don't know. It is a bit of an effort to go to see Big Mo.
Big Mo DJing, hello. That changes everything.
You fancy it?
You want to see that?
Big Mo? Or save yourself a white D?
I might save myself a white D. That could be, I think, a school trip out for all of us.
We need to do a night out.
I'm over the moon, I'm DJing, I'm going to do a DJ set.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, listen, Big Mo's DJ set. Word is around Canterbury Uni that she is quite good.
No,
she's
really?
Quite... Apparently she's a regular on the Canterbury DJ scene, and someone's been on from the uni there saying that she's actually quite a decent DJ.
I saw on the poster it said D-I-S-C Mo.
Oh, God, it gets better. I really want to go. I'm busy tomorrow night. Can we ask Big Mo to reschedule?
cancel?
No, not cancel, but maybe just do another date due to popular demand so we can all go. We can invite all the listeners. It'd be brilliant.
I think we need to put on like a mini festival with like White D,
yeah,
Big Mo, Well Are the Dog, or that, you know, whatever.
Very much excitement about White D's DJ set in Birmingham coming up on Bank Holiday Monday. I like on the poster it says, no work on Monday, just like being on benefits.
I know.
It actually
I
says that on the
it's
poster.
On the poster.
Coming up at 1:45 today. It is Gemma Kearney. Now, poor Gemma, we've got to give her some love because I think she feels like she is the last resort for innuendo bingo, and she's not. It's just that Alex...
She's not the first. No. I mean, be honest. It's great that she stepped in. She's reliable.
There's always going to be people that cancel, and Alex Jones off the One Show was going to be doing it today. She was well looking forward to it, but then she's double booked us. She's got to go to something else, so she can't do it today. We're trying to reschedule with Jones because I think she'd be a right laugh. But today, Gemma Kearney is playing innuendo bingo again. I'm always keen for Gemma playing it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The 5 seconds of summer video that we released yesterday is happening on Twitter at the moment. Always helps when members of the actual band that are huge retweet it for us. So thanks, boys.
Did you find your Twitter going mad just because I just can't get over there? I mean,
I've had to turn my notifications off. So, 5 seconds of summer. They played a game called 5 seconds of snogging yesterday. admittedly, it's not the most creative idea we've ever had, but it's one for the fans. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it just gets to the point. 5 seconds of snogging. Like, imagine if you love that band, like they're a boy band. Fans hate me saying that, but they are. They're a band of boys, and they're snogging things. You would watch it, right? And people are. In their droves.
Snogging an animal at one point.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Neve's been on saying, I thought Alex Jones was on today. Yes, she was. Alex Jones off The One Show was scheduled to play, but in a change to the scheduled broadcast, Gemma Kearney is doing Innuendo Bingo today. Alex has double booked us. She forgot she had something else on. But we're asking for a rematch soon.
Can we be assured that Gemma's going to be on time?
Oh, she was an hour late the other day.
She was an hour late.
She'll be here. Oh, she's there. Yeah, no, she's there. So we're just sheeting up right now in the studio. And you can watch us in about 6 minutes. So at 1:45 today, maybe if you're doing coursework, pause all coursework, have a break and watch Innuendo Bingo. Maybe if you're at work, maybe you're sat at your desk, stop sending emails or talking to people and watch Innuendo Bingo. Maybe a lot of people listen to us in car garages. Stop fiddling under the bonnet. Have a...
Down tools.
Have a break and listen and watch Innuendo Bingo. Maybe if you're listening in a dentist surgery, stop drilling and watch Innuendo Bingo. It's happening in 2 songs' time.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Seriously, everybody needs to get online after we play the script to see what Gemma Kearney has fashioned today as her outfit for Innuendo Bingo.
It's so noisy. It's so noisy.
It's not really the best raving outfit, is it?
Work it, girlfriend.
Where'd you get the tie from?
Oh, I don't know, I just found it in the office.
So, if you are going to watch online, you can see wearing a bit of a lacy number and then also a bit of plastic on top, avec... yellow tie, goggles, and
it's like a mixture of Flappy Bird,
purple beanie.
I think I look a little bit like a potato head.
What I like about you, Gemma, is you're not afraid to put several different looks together.
I just ran to the loo because I thought I had to be in here, like, you know, ASAP. And I ran through the office, and for the first time in a long time, there was open laughter in my face. Usually, everyone stifles it. It happened.
What, people are like, ha, ha, ha! So, I'm going to play the script, and then we're going to play Innuendo Bingo with Gemma. Make it your first time of watching today. If you've never watched before, like I said, like, stop sending emails, get on the Radio 1 website, minimise the email, make the screen big for Radio 1 website.
Oh,
anywhere you can get to a screen, even on your phone. We'll do it next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
Vogue. That's what Gemma Kearney's doing right now on the Radio 1 website. God, you're really rusty, love.
You're too rusty today.
Do you think I might be becoming a caricature of myself?
No.
Okay.
She's wearing plastic under her hat all over her head. It's an odd move.
Russ says he is ready and waiting to witness the wetness.
Come on, Russ! Who needs Alex Jones?
Taking a deliberately late lunch to watch Gemma make it a good one. Alan off of Primrose Green in Norfolk says, I'm in the car, bursting for the loo, but I'm waiting for Innuendo Bingo.
Uh-oh. That's going to go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also Mike in Essex watching for the first time today just to see what Gemma's outfit is. It's a good one. It doesn't disappoint. Get online now to bbc.co.uk/radio1. She's wearing a right mishmash, but it kind of works for you. I like the yellow tie.
I know. Like, Mark in the office is like, I'll find you something to wear because I didn't know I was going to do this. And then he just started dressing me up as though I was his doll. And then just added a yellow tie and a purple hat. Before I knew it, that's what I looked like.
Is any of this your clothes?
The underneath.
Oh, right? Sorry, I thought that was...
Underneath your clothes.
I thought the netting was...
a vintage crocheted dress.
Oh, right.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, God.
Okay, so Gemma's here. She's got a new show starting next week, early mornings.
Hello.
Every day, hello, Monday to Friday. Check it out, truckers.
Will anyone be awake?
Yeah, they will.
A trucker did tweet me this morning because I've been playing a different tune on Dev's show every single morning at 10 to 6. And he was like, oh, I'm really going to miss Dev. He's like, Gem's going to have us all in red tutus before we know it.
Yeah.
Possible.
True. Absolutely. You'll be teaching them your avant-garde ways.
Absolutely.
4 till 7 weekdays. Okay. Let's take some water in our mouths and let's play Inua Domingo. Was going to be Alex Jones. We have a rematch with her soon. But we've got Gemma Kearney. It's all good. Ready? Here we go then. Let's make it a good one, lads.
Ready, you?
Mm-hmm.
Right then.
Right, here we go. Water. You know trumpet player Alison Balsam? There she is. Trumpet player Alison Balsam. That's her. Now, she was on Radio 3 the other day, and she's very excited because not only the trumpet, but she's about to try a brand new instrument for the very first time.
Have you, I mean, the organ is just resurgent now, so have you tried anything yet?
No, I haven't had a chance yet, so it's tomorrow. We get the first. I get my first play with the organ. I can't wait.
Oh, small spurt from Gemma there. That's trumpet player Alison Balsam there.
First play with the organ, I can't wait.
She can't wait.
The trumpet sounds ruder than the actual sentence.
First play with the organ, I can't wait.
Alison Balsam there, trumpet player. Okay, now we're going over to Radio 1 News Beat. Now here, English cricketer Stuart Broad is telling us about how badly the weather affected the recent match. But things seem to still be looking up for the team.
If we'd have stayed out any longer with the lightning, Baz and I, as captains, were just going to pull the team off.
Straight in the, straight in the face from Chris to Gemma.
It's a lot more fun with goggles on.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, my word.
I want to come to the pub with you, Gemma.
Brilliant.
Okay. Oh. We've only done it a couple of times. I think we should do it more.
What, the pub?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gemma would look good in a chicken carcass, says Stuart from Jasper. She's already tried it. And is that Greg's yellow Brits tie, someone says? Yes, it is. Okay, moving on.
Oh, I think it's my...
Greg, where is the Brits?
No, sorry, I think it's my transfer deadline day tie.
Oh, well. Yes, it is, actually.
It's really, really unattractive.
So,
I need some water.
Water, please. So,
by the way, you're not allowed to diss me when I have water in my mouth, okay? You have to wait till I can actually at least defend myself.
Anyone seen Phil Spencer, Secret Agent Down Under? Now, I watched one of these at the weekend. I invested 60 minutes of my time in this. It's all about people who relocate to Australia. Now, I hate it when I invest an hour in a show, Phil finds them about six properties, and at the end of it, they don't choose any of them.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, it's a waste of his time and a waste of my time. Oh, no thanks, Phil, we're all right, we're going to look again. Well, what was the point of getting him out there then? A whole hour of my time. Anyway, we've contacted Phil Spencer's people because he's always on Inua Domingo. He's one of our legends. We've had Jonathan Agnew on, we've had Julia Bradbury, we've had Vanessa Felt. They still, Phil Spencer's people, have not got back to us. And no word from them at all. I don't know what's happening there, but Phil, please come and play soon. Once again, here on the Down Under show, he knows exactly what he's doing, but we'll let him have it. Water!
Ranty, this, isn't it?
Just wanted to get out of there, I'm fine now. Water.
Well done, Nadine. Fingers crossed, it's enough to impress the knights. Time to let them see the fruits of your labours.
Well, Williamstown, or Willy as the locals call it, one of your top spots, I know. But what is it about Willy you like so much, Charles?
He's so smug, isn't he?
But what is it about Willy you like so much?
Who's got the budget to send to Australia for that?
Whoop whoop. Don't know. Really annoys me when they don't pick the house. Okay. Now, it's over to Hairy Bikers Restoration, where they go around and restore machinery from the Industrial Revolution, and also amazing relics from Britain's past. Water, please. They also give out some valuable advice, like this one you're about to hear.
That's 70 tonnes of pressure. That's like dropping a truck on your sausage.
That really took Chris by surprise. He did that thing like off of dogs when they get wet. Just shook.
Can I hear it again?
You went goggles up on that one.
I know.
That's 70 tons of pressure. That's like dropping a truck on your sausage.
Ouch!
Ow, imagine it. Everybody, think about it.
Dropping a truck on your sausage.
Okay. More water, please. On Jim McKenney, in you in a bingo. Let us know if you're watching today. Ashley in Bolton is. So is Russ. And Rob in Bedford. Hi, everyone. Chris takes it like a champ, says Mike.
What are you doing?
Stop spinning the bow tie, it's wet. Okay, it's time for a classic. Here we go. Over to helicopter rescue now. Now, as well as being dramatic, some of the rescues can be quite pleasurable, as this lady found out. Oh. As this lady found out.
Over 3,000 feet in the air, it's the first time 59-year-old Fiona MacArthur has ever been winched.
Wet one today.
It is wet today.
What even is the winching? I want one.
She's never been winched before.
Oh my god, Gemma. Right.
Okay.
Have you ever been winched, Chris?
No.
No.
Oh. All right, good. So let's move on. Now it's Five Live Sport now. And it's Graham Taylor commentating here on Stoke versus Aston Villa. Now Graham, as we all know, really knows his stuff, legend. But do remind me of this tip, please, everybody. Next time I play football, if that ever happens.
And their first choice isn't to look for Peter Crouch. So they're looking to keep possession of the ball, knock it about. But there comes a time when you have to penetrate.
This is so wet. I can hear it running off you.
We're so close, man.
I know. I like it.
I like it when I stare you out at the same time.
Yeah.
It's even more surreal.
Aidan from Droitwatch is watching.
Is anyone playing at home? I'd love it if they were.
Some people play along, but what some people do, like before they go out on a Saturday or whatever, is they watch the videos and play along.
Yeah. That's it's like really
a
good.
Yeah, for the few prinks. Sarah in Newcastle is crying with laughter in the uni library watching Inu Bingo. Absolute lols.
It's nice when they do that, isn't it? And they record videos. You often see it, you know, a group of people, the neighbours from downstairs, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and they all play along together. Okay, so many people sent this next one in. And it's a show about boodles.
That was so impromptu!
Why did you do that, Chris, please?
Know,
can you play nice?
That was mean!
Sorry. Slap me with your...
My wet tie.
So it's a show about boodles, which is a very expensive jewellery store in London. And in particular, this £1 million necklace, which is what the show is all about. Now, water police, if I was spending £1 million on a necklace, I'd want it to look good, but also I'd want it to taste good.
That's a bright little stone. It's got that sort of fox's glacier mint look to it. You just feel like popping it in and having a little suck.
Oh, my God, Chris.
Oh, it's gone right through.
Why is he saying that about a necklace?
I don't know, because it's £1 million.
Yeah, well, oh, you don't suck a necklace.
Popping it in and having a little suck.
Oh, that is so weird. So weird.
Okay, yeah. Next.
Next, how many more?
Just a couple more. Is it going through, Chris?
It's right through.
Now, do you remember the wrestling the other day, Chris? We played this one before.
Oh, no.
And it's Manus in the ring. Ready?
Oh, no.
Water, please. Here we go. Over to the wrestling now.
Hear the referee saying, stay busy, Danny. He's left the arm in as Anus. Manus could be in trouble.
Broken.
You hear the referee saying, stay busy, Danny. It's not the arm in his anus.
In trouble there. That is manus off of the wrestling. Okay, one more. Here we go. Ready? Okay. Meanwhile, over on BBC Radio Norfolk, Wally Webb is discussing some of the great golfers of our time. Now, this one's about Seve Ballesteros, a golfing legend, of course, who had a surefire way of making sure he won every single round.
And which leads me on to a story, actually, about the very much missed Seve Ballesteros. I remember that when one of the great golfers of history. I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
Again.
And which leads me on to a story, actually, about the very much missed Seve Ballesteros. I remember that when one of the great golfers of history. I remember that for good luck, his wife used to kiss his balls just before he teed off.
Oh. And that was Innuendo Bingo with Gemma Kearney. Wow, Gemma. That was awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you soon. Bring yourself out. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. The Scott Mills Daily. Have you ever been offered fresh fish at your door?
I don't think so. Isn't that a bit Who?
I know. That's what I thought as well. What next? Rag and Bowman?
There was a guy who used to come round a club in Southampton that I used to go to. And we've talked about him before. I think... You know, he's a legend. I think, unfortunately, I heard the news that he passed away at some point.
Oh, I've heard about this, yeah. But he was like a Southampton legend.
Yeah, but he used to come around the club giving fit. And I always thought at the time, like, what a random thing to do. But what are you saying at the front door?
Oh, yeah, yesterday, right? So I've arrived home from work and he's like, fresh fish? I'm like, what?
Really?
You want fresh fish? And then, so I go into my house. 5 minutes later, doorbell goes, hello, open the door. Fresh fish? I just said no.
Why is he hassling you with the fish?
Why are you, like, you just saw me go in. Why are you asking me again? You got amnesia?
Also, if you're going door-to-door with fish, surely you'd be, like, panic selling for it going off, you
know?
Because it's like, look, this stuff's out of the sea now. It's out of the freezer.
My other favourite, people that still come round with flowers in nightclubs, I love those.
Does that still happen?
Yeah, the roses are still on. Especially where I was in Sweden, right? I was in Sweden a couple of months ago now, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, definitely roses still on.
In fact, I have seen this before. I saw it recently in a restaurant and someone came through said, but they're quite clever because they know, they look for the people on the dates.
Yeah, they
and then
do.
And then we'll target the girl to make you feel bad into buying them.
Yeah, definitely. And, oh, hang on. Louisa's had the same thing. She had both fresh fish delivered and Rag and Bone Men driving around. Are you living in the past, Louise? What's going on
the
in my neighbourhood?
Fresh fish thing, I think, is a bit
random. It's like, really random. The last thing I was expecting was fresh fish.
Was it just the fish or did he have... Did the meat man come past?
No, just fish at the moment. Probably meats tomorrow, though, the way things are going.
Mm.
Oh, it's still on. Yesterday, fish door-to-door sales still on, says Matt. Never in my area before.
It just seems a weird thing that you'd be buying on a whim. Do you know what I mean? If you're going to go door-to-door selling something.
I know.
It's like, actually, I will.
Do you know what? Actually, now I think about it, I will have some cod.
It's weird, isn't it?
Still on in Cheltenham. Still on in some parts of Bristol. All right. The Scott Mills Daily. I've just realised it's Fat Tuesday.
Yes.
Today, my new thing, right? A little insight into the life of Mills here, right? At the moment... of an evening when I go to sleep, I'm using a deep sleep app.
Okay. I'm always nervous about any of those kind of things because I worry that, like, you use one of these sleeping apps, then halfway through the night, what they do is they creep a voice in and they sort of brainwash you.
What do you mean?
Do you know what I mean? Like, so I'm always concerned that it's like they say that you're going to get to sleep easy, fine. But then when they've got me asleep, what are they doing with me?
That's true, actually. I've never really thought about that because, obviously, halfway through, normally, I fall asleep. They could be telling me everything.
Yeah.
They're probably programming me to say... They're like, buy fresh fish.
buy fresh fish.
Was it free, the app? Because that's the other thing that makes me angry, because I'm like, right, it's free, so what are you doing to me in my sleep?
I think it was 99p, so not free, but, you know, quite cheap. But it's my new thing. A really Scottish man orders me to relax every night.
Relax?
What? Is that what it is?
Yeah. So what I do, like, real insight here. So imagine me in bed. Go on, imagine me in bed.
I don't know.
No, well, but think about it. I'm in bed.
Right.
So I'm lying on my right side, and I've got one in-ear headphone in my left ear, okay? And then he's like, relax your muscles. Relax! And as relaxing as that voice doesn't sound, from my impression, it does work. And I've had beautiful sleep now for a few nights. I've only been doing it like 3 nights. But maybe he's in cahoots.
Hello.
With the fresh fish man. So when the fish man comes to my door, like next time maybe I will buy it.
Here's what I'm saying. Did you have to put in details when you bought the app?
No.
Did you have to sign in with an email address and an address and stuff like that?
Oh.
Suddenly you start the app.
Oh.
They start brainwashing. And all of a sudden you're starting to be flogged fresh fish from your front door.
It's quite hard to say fish, isn't it?
Especially when you're flogging it.
It is. No. Hang on. Maybe I did put an email address in.
I don't know. Listen.
Am I being scammed?
Conspiracy theory here. Do you feel like you always need fish?
No. But actually, I have had fish for the last 2 nights.
There we go.
Oh, man. Oh. Here's the thing as well. You do wake up like halfway through the night, just like to go to the loo or whatever, but you do still have a headphone in, which is a bit weird.
Yeah.
Every night.
That's not good.
And then you do think, I mean, now you've put it in my head. It's like, what are they saying to me? Because the headphone's still in when I wake up.
Listen, I'm sure it's fine.
But at 2 a.m, do you know what I thought of when I woke up? Fat Tuesday was the first thing I thought of. It's in my head now. Maybe Charlie Sloth's on it going, Fat Tuesday.
Fat Tuesday.
Fresh fish.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So many people have got this sleep app that I use. The Scottish man. His name's Andrew. Someone's saying they record your sleep talking and then they upload it to Facebook.
What, the app?
Are they recording me? Sometimes I laugh because he's saying ridiculous things.
I really want to hear some of it, but if you play any of it, I'm worried that people will go to sleep, and if they're driving and stuff, that's not good.
It does actually say at the beginning, make sure you're not driving.
Does it?
Yeah, yeah. Or operating machinery. Because obviously that would be a problem. But there's one bit in it where I always laugh, and if I'm being recorded, I don't want this to be on Facebook. There's a bit where he goes, relax your thighs. How do I relax my thighs, please?
Perhaps what we need to do is get some of the clips of him talking, but we'll put it over really lively music, just so we'll be able to listen to it.
Yeah. Relax your thighs.
Oh, don't say that over this.
This is kind of like the music on it as well.
It sounds weird when you say that.
Don't operate machinery.
Relax your thighs. Why are you saying that?
That's what he says. Relax deeper into the bed.
Ooh.
He does. Now relax your thighs.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just thought of something else the sleep app guy says.
Oh, yeah.
Give your jaw a little wiggle.
Really?
Right, when you're about to, like, go off to sleep, you, like, how do I do that? Give your jaw a little wiggle.
It's unreasonable demands that he's saying.
It's just a bit difficult when I'm trying to relax.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
Hey, it's Ryan here.
Ryan, where are you today?
I'm from Chelmsford, just, you know, working.
What's going on?
I was just listening to a show a couple of weeks back about one of Chris's mates on Tinder using the boring try again.
Oh, yes. Yes, this is a great line. It seems to work.
So this is one of Chris's mates that's discovered the joys of the Tinder app and is using it to talk to girls. But to spice up a conversation when they're not really going anywhere, he will sometimes reply, boring, try again.
Yeah, and you'd think it would be really rude and it wouldn't go down well, but it seems to work. Well, it definitely did that night.
Well, exactly. This is what I found. It wasn't going anywhere, the conversation. I saw the perfect opportunity. I used it, and I got a better response than I could ever really imagine for, to be honest.
Right, okay, so who were you talking to? A girl that you just swiped?
Just swiped, yeah, on Tinder.
Okay, so you're chatting away, and is it kind of like, what's the conversation, like the boring bit?
It's kind of like the, hey, you okay, what you up to, kind of just the general chat stuff that doesn't really go too far.
You kind of want to get to the meat of the conversation, don't you?
Exactly. You want it to be a bit more interesting.
Because to be honest, you can spend hours going, fine, how are you? What are you up to? Just been to sleep. Just woken up. Just going down the shops. It's like, okay, we all know why we're here.
Mm. Exactly.
I also think it's a very clever thing to do because it immediately tries to force the other person to impress you. Yeah. It, like, completely switches the game up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is a particularly boring bit of small talk, and then you say...
I just reply for the line, boring, try again. Kept it simple.
Legend. It's a bold move, isn't it, Scott? Because it does seem like a rude thing to do. Did you really do this, Ryan?
Yeah, I've got the conversation on now. I can send it by email if you want.
Okay.
Are there probably some bits that you don't want us to read on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take a quick screenshot of a bit of it. But
all right. Will you send it to me then, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk now?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to just get two people from the office to reenact the parts of the conversation that we can read out.
Okay, brilliant.
Is that all right?
That's fine.
I've got your permission to do that.
Yes.
Okay,
this
right.
This is going to be good.
So, hear what happened in Ryan's Tinder conversation with this girl when he went, boring, try again. Hear her reply after this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I was just speaking to Ryan, who was on Tinder at the weekend and used a tactic that we talked about on this show to spice up a conversation with a girl. It wasn't really going anywhere. A lot of small talk. Hi, how are you? I'm fine. How are you? So he put, boring, try again. And, well, I've just got your email, Ryan.
Yeah.
And
is it good?
It got more interesting, didn't it?
It definitely did, yeah.
So what I'm going to do now is I've got two actors, not really actors, just people from the Radio 1 office. Short notice, yeah? I would have got actors otherwise. Yeah. And and we've got a boy playing you and a girl playing the girl. Good. And here's how the conversation went.
Hi.
Hey, how's you?
All right, you?
Yeah, so glad it's Friday. Had such a rubbish week. How about you?
Yeah, same, thank you. What are you up to tonight?
Sleeping. I went out after work in town, but I'm defo ready for a good sleep. You?
Oh, this is always the same. This sounds like classic Tinder chat.
Just trivial detail. You don't even know this person or care at this stage. So here's Ryan. He's about to spice it up.
Boring. Try again.
I'm defo still sleeping, but naked. If naked makes me less boring.
Okay.
It's on. That escalated dramatically.
Exactly. I couldn't expect any more of that reply from it.
And that's all I've got. Did the conversation continue after that, or that you didn't want to send me it, right?
It did, yes. I'm not sure how much of it could have been said on air, the rest of it.
Oh, yeah. But it definitely seems to be going in the right direction for you, Ryan, that you wanted.
Definitely. Yeah.
Do you recommend this as a technique then, Ryan? It seems to work.
I would, yeah. I've tried it one other time. Wasn't the greater response, but I think you've definitely got more of a chance. Just take a risk on it.
It's sink or swim, innit?
Exactly.
Do you know what I find really quite worrying? Not to alarm anybody, but the fact that people listen to this show and actually use some of the advice given. I find that really strange. Like, do you listen to our show a lot, Ryan?
Yeah, I do. I regularly listen to the podcast. I'm quite a big fan.
Okay. But then you hear stuff and you're like, oh, I'm going to give that a go.
Well, exactly.
I'm pleased in this instance, Ryan. In fact, you've inspired me. I'm thinking I'm going to just start using it just generally. It clearly gets good results. Although, does it work in real life?
I don't know.
It might have to be fun if I try.
Well, if you said it to someone, I think that's kind of rude. But it seems to be fine on, like, text, WhatsApp,
Tinder.
What about
email?
Yeah.
I don't know on email. Should we try it today?
How?
Like, the next email you get...
Boring, try again.
or the next text that you get, like, okay, from a mate or your mum or whoever the next text is from, or WhatsApp or whatever, just put, as a reply, and I want everyone to do this who's listening as well, just put, boring, try again, and then let me know what the outcome was. If we all do it together, right, the next text or next email or next message you get, even on Twitter or Facebook, like, send me what happened.
But then what? Just keep it going in that conversation? So keep writing it again and again?
I think I want to know more if there's been a good outcome, like Ryan's.
Right.
where actually they've tried to impress you.
I reckon this is going to be completely 50-50.
Yeah.
But let's give it a go. Why not? It's some an experiment.
People, some people will really go for it and really try and impress you. Some people will be like, that's quite rude. But I'm willing to give it a go. Let's all do it together. And then text me what happens to 81199. Or email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Bit of small print here. Don't blame the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1 if it goes wrong.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
If you say the terms and conditions really fast, it's fine.
What's the rules with this one? So we've just got an all-star female from the Director General here at the BBC, like the big, 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 big boss.
Oh, telling us about some changes in the world of BBC art. Is that the one?
Boring, try again.
No, don't put okay, not that one. Like, any others apart from him. Because I quite like my job.
I don't know.
No,
you
I wouldn't.
Say.
No, don't.
I'm kind of keen.
No. Well, on your head be it. Okay, Ryan, thank you for sharing this conversation with us.
No problem.
Let us know if you try it again, won't you?
I will do, definitely.
You are going to try it again, I can tell.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
All right, Ryan. Thank you, and we'll speak to you soon. Let us know if anything else happens.
Will do.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
People are actually sending in screen grabs.
This is my favourite.
Screenshots of them going, boring, try again. I think I've just really confused my husband. Boring, try again. Sorry? Try again. Try what again? It's really confusing people.
Oh, wow.
I liked the person who... Was it to their mum just then?
Yeah, there's a few of those.
It's like, what time do you want to your dinner tonight? Boring, try again.
This is a good
one.
Don't
be so rude.
But, yeah, but it doesn't always fail by looks of it. Jenny in Oxford just said, boring, try again to my boyfriend who asked what I want for dinner. He replied saying he'll take me out instead.
Yes!
Result.
See, sometimes it works. Hi, Nicola.
Hi.
Have you just texted boring, try again to someone?
Yeah, I've just texted... Well, my boss texted from work.
What did your boss say to you, first of all?
Well, they said, any chance of you working tomorrow?
And you said?
I said, boring, try again.
And?
And I got a reply back saying, attitude.
Oh, dear. 50-50, single swim.
Yeah. I'm not sure with bosses, but sometimes it will have the right effect, you know? Like the person that's being taken out to dinner tonight instead. Love you, bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
OMG, I can't even. It's Charlie Slough.
Oh!
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. Hello there.
Howdy, how are you, gentlemen?
All right?
Yes, one's well. Thank you very much. And
why are you doing that voice, please?
Just trying to fit in with the in crowd.
Yeah. We don't speak like that on Radio 1.
Really?
We don't, really.
I thought everyone spoke like that on Radio 1.
Yeah.
Golly gosh.
Hello.
I'm just joking.
So, I understand that you were at the Drake gig last night.
I was there, cos front row, doing the damn thing, shirt off, swinging around my head. Woo!
Shirt off.
Yeah, standard, obviously. Got fully involved. You know, it's really funny because a lot of the man then, they're like, I ain't going to see Drake. And Drake's whack, blood, like, he's rubbish. He's for the girls, isn't he? And then last night, I saw every man then from the hood at the front. Hold on, we're going home, singing along. They were involved last night with a mandem from the hood.
It's fair to say I didn't understand the last 10 seconds of that.
I think he's saying that him and his friends were there at the Drake gig.
Were you saying that there was too many men?
No, there weren't. There was an equal balance of men and females.
What I gathered from what you just said was that people think that Drake are for girls, but you saw lots of men there.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. So it was good?
It was sick, cos.
I mean, you and him are mates, right?
We was out last night partying, doing a damn thing.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was sipping on Patron?
No, I still haven't done that.
Oh, you idiot.
Sorry.
Well, you promised
you were going to bring some in, and you didn't bring it in, cos you said you got all the bottles in the yard.
I have, but I can't bring it in, like, to work.
Why?
Can I?
You can have one or two.
All right, I'll bring it in a brown bag next week. You like the coffee Patron? Is that what you want?
I'm going to try it all.
Love that I'm more urban than him.
I know, your coffee Patron brings all the boys to the yard.
Really does. Right, we're going to play Real or No Real in a minute. I understand that you've having a bit of a thing with, not a thing, but like a Duke Dumont on your show.
Yeah, well, Duke Dumont was begging to get on the show because he wanted to do a collaboration with Matt.
Everyone wants to be on your show.
Well, we've done the biggest collaborations out there at the moment. I mean, you know, we've done Miguel, we've done Nas, we've done Jay-Z.
One Extra, 4-7, Charlie Slough.
Yeah, so it was only right that we got Duke Dumont number one in the charts to come through and do the damn thing. We made a banger.
And now I'm feeling great, even though I'm overweight. I'll see your mum on road. She'll say I'll be more than a mate. You can come back to my flat. I don't mind if you're fat. Cause together we can eat a pizza.
Sick.
Pizza.
Check the tune.
Me and Lisa. Munching on a pizza.
Did you think through these lyrics, Charlie?
Freestyle.
Or was it on the fly?
It's a freestyle.
Freestyle thing, innit? You missed the best line at the end, by the way.
Oh, sorry. So we haven't got time for that right now.
I ain't mad at that.
All right, so Charlie Stoth playing Real or No Real next. It's Fat Tuesday.
Oh, gosh!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Makes me think back to last week on the show when we were doing our student union campaign.
I prefer his version.
I've been thinking.
Bills.
Go read my manifesto, baby, yeah. What you thinking?
Vote George.
Yeah, you'll find that I'm the best, oh baby, vote for me. Now.
What's up? Vote George.
For better public transport, baby, vote for me. Now.
Oh, I loved this last week. And also George won, by the way.
Yeah. That's the power of your show.
Well, I don't know whether people were voting just because of that.
No, I think they were.
He did a sick video for it.
It was a good video, but I got to experience the power of your show last week.
Go on.
I told you this story, didn't I? So last week, for Real or No Real, before I came on, apparently Scott announced that I was going to be playing a certain gig at a certain place.
Yep.
I get to the gig around 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And the whole street is lined with riot vans.
With riot vans. Oh.
So I get into the club and the promoter's like, oh, you've probably noticed there's a heavy police presence, Charlie. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, well, you've got your friend Scott Mills to thank for that.
Oh.
Because he mentioned it on his show and the police were listening and they believe that there's going to be a stampede of people which the security won't be able to control, so they've come to keep an eye on things. Sick, cuz. And it was packed as well, cuz. It was ramble jam.
That's what I'm saying.
Lord George, right, baby, for George.
Okay, so it's time for...
Oh gosh,
it's time for Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth. It's Fat Tuesday. It's happening now. What about this?
The height of the Eiffel Tower varies by up to 8 centimetres depending on the temperature.
Wow.
Oh.
What?
Well, I guess it's, you know,
expandable metal.
Some science going on here, clearly. But, I mean, it's sort of expanding in the heat or...
I've always wanted someone to take me up the Eiffel Tower. I've never been.
Really? Have you never been there?
No, have you?
I never have been up there, no.
No. I'm not really keen on Paris, to be fair.
Why?
Don't know, just don't really like it.
Right, so that's another area of France we can draw off the map, can we, that we're going to visit. He's previously... and Scott, you know, usually sits in a fence. He's already said he doesn't like northern France.
All of it.
That's Paris.
Really?
Now.
Yeah, put it in the sea. No point.
Wow.
I don't understand either.
Millsy.
Really boring.
He's so passionate about hating on northern France. It's weird.
It's because I used to go there with my dad a lot. There's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
His house was lovely, but how many times can he go to the hypermarché? That's what I'm saying.
What are you saying about Paris then? That's off.
Paris off as well. Just don't get it. Anyway, the Eiffel Tower height varies. Real or no real?
I'm going to say real because obviously man is from the School of Science. Fully on this thing, went to university and all them thing there, and I know that metal does expand.
You know I'm an actual doctor, don't you?
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm Doctor of Arts.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello, Doctor.
I know, cuz
it's like an honorary degree in that.
I'm not even joking. Honestly, I'm a professor.
Whatever.
Clump.
Yeah.
That is rude, cuz. That is fattest.
Yeah.
That is so rude. That is disgusting. That was so horrible.
Isn't it? Real or no real?
I'm saying real.
No, that one's real.
Me? What?
There you go.
That one's real.
Yeah. Big in the ting, cuz.
And next.
One Extra's Trevor Nelson was once stuck in a lift for 3 hours with Jedward.
That is a nightmare.
Imagine that.
That is a nightmare. I had to spend like 3 minutes with them in the green room and I had a migraine for a month.
They do talk a lot and normally all over each other together they talk a lot. Mm. They just can't talk at once. without talking at once, I mean. I actually rode a fairground ride with them once in Azerbaijan.
Did you?
Yeah, standard. So, Jedward and Trevor Nilsson stuck in a lift. I was stuck in a lift with Ollie Murs once. But only for about 30 minutes.
He's pretty cool, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's nice. It does get hot in there, though.
Does it?
Yeah, you start to... You know when you're like, is that me? When you're checking your body odour and that?
Oh, that's orcs.
But did Trevor Nilsson get stuck in a lift? I mean, anything's possible here, because you see everybody in those lifts here at the BBC, don't you?
How unlucky is that, though, getting stuck in a lift, but...
I mean, the chance of it being Jedward and the lift getting stuck, I mean, you're having a bad
That's
day.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying no real on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to say no real, because I'm sure I would have heard this story via Trevor's radio show.
That one is no real.
Mm-hmm. You were right to go no real. What about this?
When Kanye West performed in Texas earlier this month, he insisted on travelling from his tour bus to the venue on horseback.
I can imagine this. He's lost the plot, you know. Kanye has lost the plot. Have you seen that recent interview with him and Sway in the USA?
No.
Oh, my gosh. You have to watch it.
What's
watch
he
it.
Saying?
You ain't got the answers, Sway! You ain't got the answers! You ain't got the answers, Sway! Nobody's got the answers! You can't tell me, Sway! What's your label called? I never heard of it! Well, I never heard of it before!
This is amazing. As in Sway.
No, this is Sway from the UK. There it is.
Why is he on with Sway?
Yeah, it is brilliant. Not Sway from the UK. There's a guy in the US called Sway who's a bit of a legend in the hip hop community.
Right. Okay.
And he's on there talking about Sway's pretty much straight to the point. He's like, a lot of people are thinking you're crazy with your rants of late. Can you explain them? And he just goes into another one of his rants. You ain't got the answer, Sway.
I also like that you say rants instead of rants.
This is an interesting point, Charlie. Someone texted in earlier and said, is Charlie Sloth an actor? As in, they weren't
like
sure that...
Like you're playing a part.
Well, you know the answer to that. When one is not on the radio, one likes to walk around with his suit and his pipe and slippers, and one talks like this at home.
Charles.
Mm. It's not Charlie at home, it's Charles.
And it's Sloth.
Sloth, yes, that's correct, Sloth.
The Sloth residence.
Sometimes on one radio show, one does slip in and out of character. As you can imagine, three hours of, you know, speaking like a hood rat, if you like, does get, you know, a little bit tedious.
Do you know what? So many of our listeners think you're black as well.
Yeah, I noticed that. A lot of people always like... Do you know, it's happened in a club where... I'm not even going to get into the story because it's quite a long story. Well, but happens a lot.
Kanye West being weird, wasn't it? Real or no real?
Mm. Well, tell us the story, go on.
All right, so it's happened many times where I'm in a club and, you know, people come up to me and they're like, where's Charlie Sloth? And I'm like, I'm Charlie Sloth. And they're like, no, you're not. And I'm like, yeah, I'm Charlie Sloth. Best looking fat guy in the universe. And then they turn around and they're like, no, you're not.
Sorry, just the Oscars music.
Cool story, bro.
The Oscars. Cool story, bro. Real or no real? Kanye on horseback. Can't even remember the facts.
I can imagine that being real. I can imagine it being that outrageous.
I'll say no real for competition.
That one is no real.
Yes. Damn.
I've got one more for you here.
Shamamajamo is the Georgian word for eating too much because your food is so delicious.
Shamamajamo?
We've done this before.
Oh.
We've done this fact
have
before.
We? Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Shimano Jono.
You're just confusing it with another food one.
I can't remember if this is real or no.
So
real.
You're fat as
you had to be fat as one today,
you're
didn't
fat
you?
As
you're the fattest person I've ever met in my life.
Of course. So Shimano Jono, it's a Georgian word.
Shimano Jono. I can remember we've done this word before, cuz. Man, don't forget anything. Man's like an elephant.
Well, what are you saying then, real?
Really like an elephant.
Rude.
Same real. That's the thing, you don't know whether it's real or no real, so don't kick up a fuss.
Yeah. Oh, right, so now the text is on meltdown.
Charlie Sloth isn't black? Since when?
Like, so... What do you mean, since when? Always.
Yeah.
But, like, it is, like, surprising the amount of people that thought you
Why
were
Why is
black.
That, though?
Maybe it's because of, like, what you talk like.
Man's a product of his environment, cos.
Sure. So, Shamamajamo, it's a Georgian word for eating past the point of fullness. Real or no real?
Because you like the food so much. Yeah, I can believe this. I'm going to say
you must
real.
Get a lot of this.
What?
Shamamajamo.
What's that?
Shamamajamo.
Eating past the point of fullness.
I've just done that. As you can see the way I'm sitting. This jacket ain't normally this tight. Mine just had steak, chips, salad. Had a little soup to start with five pieces of bread.
In that place that you normally go?
No, I've been going to, do you know that place there, the rooftop one?
I think you're lying. London. I think you're looking a bit more trim than normal, actually.
Really?
Truth be, I think you're playing
sick
up to a character now.
I think it's been on the kettlebells, cuz.
I think, yeah.
Okay, real or no real?
That's real, cuz.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh, gosh!
At the end of that,
30-0.
30-all. Yep. Thank you very much, Charlie Slough.
Thanks,
he's coming
guys
next on One Extra.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That was today's show. Listen tomorrow between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. If you can't catch us live, get the podcast. And if you hit subscribe, you'll get it free every single day delivered to you. That's good, isn't it?
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.